The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. Stephanie is an international online business coach, energy alignment mentor, and the founder of Stephanie Thompson Coaching. She is a number one international best-selling co-author and hosts her own radio show. Stephanie's business coaching show is now on series 2, broadcasting to 47 different countries. She helps focused, action-taking female life coaches overwhelmed on how to launch their program gain visibility in the online world. Stephanie shares how to build an effective and profitable online coaching business, attracting clients in 10 simple, easy-to-follow steps. Stephanie's goal is to help as many coaches as possible conquer the overwhelm to motivate, guide, and inspire you to achieve your dream of having a successful coaching business. Hello, Steph. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for offering to come in and chat with me today. Now, I was really keen to find someone who could come in and talk about EAM because it's something that I've tried and it helped me. It was this time last year. It helped me to deal with some quite difficult emotions that I had going on. And I also read Yvette's book, The Ultimate Self-Help Guide. So yes. For our listeners, could you explain what EAM is all about for our listeners, or well, as much as you possibly can in this podcast?
Well, I've been jotting down some notes so that I get it all covered for you, because you know what it's like when there's nerves playing up and we want to get everything out there. So I've jotted a few notes down. So EAM is the Energy Alignment Method, and it was created by Yvette Taylor about 6 years ago, I think. And she's brought together an awful lot of different modalities. There's bits of Chinese medicine in there. There's bits of kinesiology. There's bits of Reiki. There's bits of NLP. There's all sorts of stuff that goes into it. And what it is, EAM, is a real-time feedback on your energy state. It's a safe and powerful self-help technique working on the subconscious level. So what we think in our head, it may not necessarily be what is actually going on with us. And by engaging with our subconscious level and our energy levels means that we can get right down to the crux of what the problem is and get it cleared. With EAM, we work on releasing negative energy, such as stress, overwhelm, anxiety, that sort of thing, being out of flow to enable us to get into flow so that we're in a positive state. It's a law of attraction methodology, and we combine it with the law of vibration. Vibration is important to us because fear is the lowest vibration and love is the highest vibration, and it's getting us up to that love, joy and freedom state, which is absolutely a wonderful state to be in. And it means that we're more in flow. And when we're more in flow, everything is a lot easier. It's a lot simpler. It flows better, etc. It's a life coaching mindset technique, and it's a life coaching mindset technique, and it's a holistic healing therapy, a bit like acupuncture, Reiki and reflexology. Now, Yvette, who developed EAM, she is actually an acupuncturist. and has an awful lot of Chinese medicine in her background as well. It's not a predictive tool. We can't say, am I going to get married next year? And we use the Sway to find out. But what it does do is it helps us clear all our negative energy so we can make decisions from a positive state of flow. It doesn't make us relive the bad stuff. So if we've got trauma in the past, it's not a talking therapy where we have to relive what we went through. We just release the energy. And the EAM technique allows us to do that. And it enables us to bring in positive vibrations. It's a way of life more than anything. Every morning, most EAM mentors, of which I'm one of 30 in the world that are accredited to use EAM in our business, it's a way of life. And I use EAM every single morning in the shower. I check in on my auras, on my chakras, and head, heart and hara, all in alignment, so that I start every day from a place of flow. And EAM redirects your energy, creating flow in our auras and chakras and that sort of thing. It enables us to adopt change more easily, and it empowers us. Now, that is Yvette's book, which is quite a tome in a few brief paragraphs, but hopefully your listeners have got an idea of the sort of thing that EAM can do.
Yeah, thank you for that explanation. Yeah, right. The book is probably the biggest book I've ever had. Yeah. And I read all of it, so I did enjoy it.
There's a new one coming out early part of next year. But yes, the Ultimate Self-Help Guide really does make a big difference, it definitely. Does.
Now, I know that you coach in the online space because mm-hmm. I recognised you when you offered to talk to me about EAM, and I've seen quite a few of your Facebook Lives. I think I was on one of your challenges. Could you let our listeners know what it is that you do?
So I help focused, action-taking female coaches to overcome the overwhelm of getting their business online, getting their business visible, and getting their business attracting clients. That's what I focus on. And I do all of that by sharing my 10 steps, which is to launch your business and your first program. And it's all done using free business systems. What's the point of starting a business in debt? So I'm all about sharing how you can get yourself out there, sharing your message and attracting clients. Once you've got your paying clients, if you decide to invest, that's great. Part of my 10 steps will include things like creating your freebie, your landing page, mechanics of a 5-day challenge. I cover all those sorts of things that actually get you visible out to your clients, your potential clients.
That sounds wonderful.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
You mentioned that you like to help people to conquer overwhelm. Mm-hmm. Could you share a bit about that, please?
So I'm all about conquering the overwhelm. So there is so much information out there in the big wide world, and we think, right, I must do this, and I must do that, and I must do the other, and you get totally and utterly overwhelmed just of your jobs to do list, yet alone the information out there. And also, we spend that much time running around doing everything we possibly can. We don't have enough time in our day either. So I try and combine the two. So it's conquering the overwhelm and reclaiming time in your day. So have we got time for me to share a couple of tips?
Yeah,
for your
please do. Clients?
Yes. Okay. So one of the things that I teach is when you are totally and utterly overwhelmed, write everything down. Try not to do it as a linear list. I know it sounds ridiculous, but put one job on one piece of paper. You end up with loads and loads, like a post-it note. You end up with loads and loads of bits of post-its. But then you can prioritize. And I teach a technique where you say, is this job more important than that job? Is this job more important than that job? And you end up with it in a list, a pile. Then you can start at the top because you know that one is the biggest priority. And the idea is to plan and only try and do 3 jobs of less than 30 minutes each day. which sounds very, very doable. And it is very, very doable. When you think how many interruptions we have, and you know, so many of us are working from home nowadays, and we've got the washing to do or the dishwasher to empty, or we've got to accept a parcel, you'd be surprised how little time we have in a day. Mm-hmm. So if you try and plan on three tasks of up to 30 minutes per day, it doesn't sound a lot, but you add them up over 5 days, you've got 15, and you add them up over a month, and you've got 60. And that means you will have moved your business forward 60 steps in a month just by doing three tasks a day. And the idea is, at the end of the day, you plan what you're going to do the next day, three tasks only, because you've got your prioritized list, and you celebrate. You celebrate really, really well. Even if it's just a dance around the kitchen table, which is my usual way of celebrating. And the reason why we do this is, when you celebrate, it releases dopamine. Dopamine is addictive. So therefore, the more dopamine we release, the more motivated we become, because we want more, because we get addicted to it. So if you can celebrate at the end of each day that you've done your three tasks, and then at the end of the week, you've done your 15 tasks, and then at the end of the month, you've done your 60 tasks, my gosh, you've got some motivation going on there. And it takes away the overwhelm, because you're not thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I mustn't forget that, I must remember to do this. If you write it down, straight away you feel so much lighter.
Frees up lots of space in the brain.
Yes, it is.
The challenge of yours that I did, it was that was a task. And I did I bought some index cards and I did all of that. And now I've got myself automatically in a place where, because I used to cram my to-do list, I've got a planner, I used to cram it, and now I do just put two or three priorities for each day, and I'm very happy that I've got, you know, I can tick them off, and the other things, they just they'll get done when they're a priority.
Absolutely, that's what it's all about. It's getting rid of that stress and overwhelm, because when you're suffering from stress and overwhelm, you can't see clearly, you can't think clearly. Yeah. Whereas if it's on a list and you don't have to think about it, it means you can concentrate on the one job you've got in front of you. Yeah. Using the EAM technique, you're more in flow, so it's more easy to accomplish, and before you know it, you're soon knocking all those jobs off the list. It's brilliant.
What led to you doing the work that you do now, Steph, and who have been your inspirations?
Okay, so I was in corporate world for years. 17 years I worked in the aerospace industry. It was very... When you work in the aerospace industry, it's engineering, and it's very straight lines, black and white. It either is or it isn't. There's no grey in between. And so when I was... took severance, I took redundancy and moved to France, which didn't work out, so I moved back again. it was, right, what are you going to do? So I went into business consultancy. And from business consultancy, I started opening up my mind to mindset stuff, whereas in the corporate world, it was very much straight lines. So what I've done is I've taken the skills from my corporate life, which is all about being organized, and I can see the simple steps, because I used to talk about processes, and I don't want others to go through what I went through. So that's why I do what I do today. When I first started out, there was a lady who really resonated, and I paid for her course, and it was a very, very interesting course. It was brilliant. It was the Continuity Club. It was really, really good. Except it was about six stages further forward than where I actually was at the time.
Right.
And I don't want that for coaches. Mm. I want them to be able to see, if you do this step, then this step, then this step, and like I say, I've got 10, then once you've got those in place, those are your foundations, those are the basics, those are the things that will get you started attracting clients, then you can start building on it with things like the Continuity Club and copywriting and all sorts of other stuff. So I'm all about keeping it simple and straightforward. And the inspiration came from Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. I have worked my way through Tony Robbins training as well as Yvette Taylor's training. So Yvette, I have done all of her training. I'm now one of her accredited mentors. Tony, I've done all of his training and I'm now one of his senior leaders. And I have taken the learnings from both of them, because when I sat in Tony, I could hear Yvette talking. When I sat in Yvette, I could hear Tony talking. But they teach in so very different ways.
You've blended that together to create something that most people could understand them.
Yes. Mm. So that's what I've done. I've taken the two, merged them together and come up with it. But yes, Tony Robbins, definitely. Mm. Yes, he's been a huge inspiration to me for many, many years, actually.
Lovely. Are there any books or tools that you can recommend to our listeners?
Well, I've got to be honest, I will recommend EAM. That's amazing. A brilliant tool. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant tool. You know how when you are learning a new task or taking on a new project or you've started a new job, you think, I can't do this, I don't understand this, I can't do this. Mm. And you've got that little voice in your head that's saying, you're not good enough, you can't do this, you shouldn't be doing that. Since doing EAM and Tony Robbins, I've silenced my inner critic. Mm. It's quiet. I am so thrilled about it. I really, really am. So from a tools perspective, I would recommend EAM. From a books perspective, I would recommend Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power. I've got to say, I read that book 25 years ago, and I read it again about 15 years ago, at which point it saved my marriage. I was laying on a beach. Yes, you do. I was laying
distant
on a beach.
Distant memory now, isn't it? A beach.
I was laying on a beach reading this book, and I'll admit my marriage was in trouble. My husband was having an affair, and it came up with this exercise of Tony Robbins, and it was saying, do this, do that, do the other. So I lay on this beach reading this book, doing this exercise, and do you know, it saved my marriage. Admittedly, the marriage broke down years later when I found out about the fourth woman, but that's beside the point. At the time, it helped me with my mindset to cope with what had happened and move forward. And then there was another, and it's all in this same book, Unlimited Power. Mm. There was another one that was called The Swishing Technique, and it was all about what don't you like to eat and what do you like to eat? What are you addicted to that you don't want to be addicted to, and this sort of thing. And I managed to swish myself out of being a chocoholic into liking Brussels. Don't ask me why I chose Brussels.
I love Brussels.
Well, I didn't at the time. I thought they were the worst thing on this earth. But I now like Brussels. But unfortunately, the chocolate addiction has crept back in for this year. Not quite sure what's happened this year to warrant us doing that.
Oh, no, I can't imagine. But I know I had an addiction to sugar. I didn't know I had at the time. But with things that have been going on with my health, I've got fibromyalgia. I don't like to own that label, really, but but I discovered lots of food intolerances, and one of them was sugar. So I cut out all of the things that I knew I was intolerant to begin with. And then having not touched chocolate, I don't even want it in general. I did pick some up during this lockdown, the last lockdown. Well, yeah. What I did, I went to the shop and I picked up some free from cakes and mm-hmm. some chocolate, and I ate the lot. I ate the lot in a couple of days. And I was like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. So I tend not to buy it because it's still there, obviously. It's still there and I've still got the ability to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat it and it lights my brain up, so...
It's a good one
to recognise, isn't it? Because it affects us in many ways.
Totally and utterly. Totally agree with that. So, yeah. So going back to your question, sorry, I've digressed us off totally to tangent.
The books we were on.
The book is Tony Robbins' Unlimited Power.
Wonderful. Do you know, I think I've got that on my shelf and I haven't read it yet.
It's well worth a read.
Yeah, I'm going to.
It's jam-packed.
Sure I pick that up soon.
Yeah.
And what impact would you like your work to make in the world?
It is my goal to help as many coaches as possible get their message out there. The coaching industry is very, it's a very quick growing industry. And if I can help coaches get their message out there without all this overwhelm, if they can get those basic messages and then they can build on it once they start gaining some momentum, then that's my goal. That's what I want to do. I want to help those people overcome that overwhelm and get their message out to the world.
And that's so important, isn't it? Because a lot of people end up giving up because they're too overwhelmed. So
absolutely.
And there are some people that we really, really need to be delivering those messages.
Yeah. And I'm very, very lucky. You know, I've attracted clients from all over the world. In fact, in the last month, I've attracted my first Canadian client, but I've got a load of clients in Australia and America and the UK and Europe, and it's just wonderful. And to be able to know that my message is reaching out and helping all those different continents is just a wonderful feeling.
It is. And finally, where can our listeners find you?
So if you are a Facebook fan, then you can find me. My Facebook group, you can click to join, is Stephanie Thompson Get Focused Fast Attracting Clients. Or if you want to have a look and download the freebie when we were talking about conquering the overwhelm and the 60 steps, you can download a freebie from my website, which is www.stephaniethompsoncoaching.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time today, Steph.
It's been absolutely fantastic. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you for allowing me to share about EAM and a little bit about me.
You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye.
You've got to love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's going to work out until you.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group or to work with me one-to-one,
find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.